Come down, O love divine, seek thou this soul of mine. Amen. On this Feast of Pentecost, it's good to see a crowd gathered here this morning, many wearing red to remind us of the day. But I have to say that as I listen to today's lessons, both Acts, Corinthians, and the Gospel, I'm reminded that it is not in our being a light that we find power and strength, but it is in our being different. It is the differences that we bring to the message of the Gospel that make us who we are. We may dress alike, we may be wearing red today, but each one of us brings unique gifts to the proclamation that we have to share. There are varieties of gifts, Paul reminds us, but it is the same Spirit. It is that variety that makes us who we are. How boring life would be if we were all the same. But how easy it would be if everybody was like me. But again, how boring. Because the thing I have seen over the years is that as a parish grows with new people, it begins to experience more of what it truly is. It is the gifts, the unique gifts, that each of us bring that help us live out the gospel with power and with strength. Paul uses the image of the body, that we're all not a hand, we're all not a foot, we're all not the head, but we all work together. We all work together inspired by God's Spirit. We all work together, lifting up those who are different from us because we know that we need them just as much as we need ourselves. We hear in Acts the story of that first Pentecost where Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents from all over the place are inspired by God Himself in the form of the Spirit. And what do the other people say from looking at this? Well, they must be drunk. You know, that makes me smile. Because what I hear in that is that the inhibitions, those things that hold us back from being what God calls us to be, are done away with. And we are open to the power of the Spirit to work actively through us, not holding back, but giving forth. Giving forth so that the world that sees and knows us will see and know the power of the risen Christ. It takes all kinds. It takes all kinds to make the church the church. And the more different we look and the more different we think than one another, the better off we are. Because that's when we truly start becoming the church that God has called us to be. Thanks be to God. This parish is filled with a variety of gifts, each offering them up for the common good, each offering them up to help build God's kingdom. Thanks be to God, there is variety in our life. But rest assured, it is the one Spirit the Spirit that we celebrate this day that empowers each of us to be all that God calls us to be. There are varieties of gifts. There are varieties of men and women. In the words of the song many of us remember from our childhood, red and yellow, black and white, all of us inspired by God to be the church. Amen.